This morning's message is, how do we know? How do we know that Jesus Christ is alive? How do we know? This morning, as we gather together in this beautiful setting to celebrate Christ's resurrection, how do we know that He's alive? How do you know He's alive? In just a few short minutes, we will witness an Easter sunrise symbolizing the resurrected life of Christ Jesus. This sunrise will bring light and warmth to everyone here by its presence. The sun will mark a new beginning to a new day and turn darkness into light. And before it even appears this morning, light already exists. Without us seeing the sun, the light is present. Its heavenly brilliance will allow us to see what lies ahead in today and tomorrow and beyond. With the light, it will provide us the ability to embark on a new day and navigate new steps. This morning's sunrise is an example of Jesus' resurrection. His ascension into heaven brings us light, and it brings us warmth within our spirit. It allows us to know our path forward. It allows us to navigate our steps moving on. His life beyond death secures our future as well. He lives, there so shall we. We read from this morning from John 11, and Jesus said to her, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Who believes in me shall live, even if he dies. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to die for us. What it really means is God so loved each and every one of you that he gave his Son to die for you and me. There can be no certainty whatsoever about life after death unless Jesus was raised from the dead. Christianity, as we know it, as we believe it, stands or falls on the truth of Jesus' resurrection, as does any hope of life after death. In Revelations 1:17-18, Jesus himself asserted that our hope of resurrection depended upon his own triumph over death. 65 years after his resurrection, he appeared to the Apostle John on the island and made this remarkable statement. Do not be afraid, he said. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I have the keys of death. Think on that statement for a moment this morning. Jesus is saying the following. I am the beginning of history. I am the end of history. I am the meaning of history. And because I have overcome death, I have authority over death in the body and in the spirit. So again, how do we know? An empty tomb, that's the answer. Many will say, because of an empty tomb, we know Jesus lives. Now, the empty tomb is an undisputed fact, even among those who question and do not believe. His tomb is empty. Let me just say that the empty tomb, although important, is likely not the greatest evidence we have of a living Savior. The greatest evidence of the resurrection in Scripture is to be seen in the transformed lives of His disciples. For within 50 days of His crucifixion, His disciples had been miraculously transformed from a defeated, frustrated and hopeless group of individuals into a confident band of Christians who acted like soldiers, determined to win the world over for Jesus Christ. All the apostles recognized fully was the significance of Jesus' resurrection. And because of that, his resurrection became the focal point of their ministries. They saw him physically, in person. They touched him. The risen Lord they had communion with. They physically had a presence with him. So let's take a quick snapshot of these men. Jesus' own brother, James, who did not believe in him while he was alive, became the leader of the church in Jerusalem after he met Jesus resurrected. Peter, who denied him 3 times in a fit of cowardice, began to proclaim him boldly to the very council that commended him to death. Peter physically saw him, touched him. And the most ruthless prosecutor and persecutor of the church, Saul of Tarsus, became the greatest missionary in the history of the church. We know him as Apostle Paul. All because he encountered the risen Lord on the road to Damascus. He too saw him, touched him. Well, there is more. Much more. The more you read in Scripture, the more you find, the more proof that exists. There is so much more. More than we need or have time this morning to talk about. But for me personally, I consider this to be the most convincing evidence of all that our Jesus, our Savior, Jesus Christ, lives. In my mind, it's the way in which people live and their lives continue after thousands of years to be transformed today by His ministry and by His healing and by His love and by His grace and by His mercy. That's the biggest piece of evidence that we have a living Savior. Salvation is to be found in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When one of Jesus' disciples named Thomas finally encountered him after his resurrection, he cried out, "My Lord, my God." Jesus replied, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." In closing, it's quite simple. As we look back into biblical history, we love a God who loved us first. We celebrate the life of a man who was born a king to a throne of straw and timber. We love a Savior who ministered to the skeptics, but turned them into believers. We worship a God who came and revealed Himself to us, built relationships, formed bonds, and performed miracles, healing the sick and reviving the dead. We love a man who faced the world with no formal army and conquered it through love, mercy, and grace. In the end, he was just a man who was crucified with no formal charges, no due process, and no conviction. Just a man who was killed by hatred and sin at the hands of sinners. How do we know Jesus lives? Look around you this morning. Look at the friends and family that you share within this beautiful place. He lives within your hearts and within your souls. He lives within your relationships, the love that you share with each other, the grace that you provide to one another, the mercies that you give to each other daily. He lives there. Where two or three are gathered together, He also shall be. He is here this morning. He lives. As we leave this morning and celebrate together beyond today and beyond the sunrise service and again in the church and worship, I challenge you today to believe in the risen Lord. Love Him as He loves you. Remember, He loved us first. Remember, He cleansed us in the river of holiness and admonished us of our sins on the cross. He carried a cross down a street through what we would consider to be hell for each and every one of us. He carried it by Himself. He carried your cross, my cross, the world's cross. He carried it. They nailed Him to it. They speared Him with a spear. His blood gushed. His life left Him. All because of our sins, not His. He was not convicted. He had no wrongdoing. He did that for me and you. I ask you, I challenge you today to believe in a risen Lord who later was buried in a tomb and rose again so that we shall live today, tomorrow, and beyond. Our lives are brief here, but we do have eternity because He lives. Jesus Christ is all we need. Make sure you come to know Him before He's all you have. Know Him now. Don't wait. That's what this morning's about. Today is a new day. The light that is provided by the sun that we cannot see is here. We can't see Jesus either, but His light's here.